Good afternoon. Hey, this is Jared D. Smith, aka the Attitude Coach. Just driving through Brisbane right now, and thought I'd share a little bit. Who out there has actually received some very exciting customer service lately? When was the last time you walked into a store or you answered a call or made a phone call to a business that sold products and services, whatever it was, and you received the type of service that you were totally happy with? They wanted to know your first name. They asked the right questions. They were trying to discover, you know, needs. And they were also, at the same time, selling you a product and you felt it was a little bit effortless. When did that last happen? Or, in my case, how disappointed are you every single time you go and you deal with somebody who's in customer service or sales? And you're thinking, I wonder who trained these people up. How did they get this job? How much longer are they going to be in this position? That is like every day I'm coming across this and I get so cheesed off by the people. And I don't know if it's just because they accept. You know what? I got to back it up for a second. I don't blame the salespeople that have been put in the position or the customer service people. I blame the owners of the business. I blame the person who decided to have this role put in place. And I blame them for either A, not training or not consistently training or not coaching or mentoring their people. I blame those people. I also have to put a little bit of blame on the people that are in that position, because if they've got KPIs and they're not hitting them, and they're going to be performance managed and they're going to be moved out, they got to be asking the question, hey, listen, how can I stay on board? I really want to work with this company. So it's a unique situation, but I'm finding more and more that customer service is not customer service anymore. It's customer disservice, and it's frustrating as hell, because I keep thinking to myself, if I was this business owner, why the hell are my people not getting... Why are we not getting the results that we want to get? Or why are we not getting happy, satisfactory customers, clients? Or why are we not bringing in more revenue? A lot of it comes back to that training. If you're a business that relies heavily on customer service, or every customer that walks through your door, if you're in the retail sector, it is challenging out there in the marketplace. When you rely on every single customer to walk in, and if you've got three people that are staff and they're sitting around the corner having a conversation about product display, and they're not even going to engage a customer who's looking to potentially buy something, you deserve to go down. You deserve to lose the business, and you deserve to go broke. So I'm a big advocate on training people. And I also believe that if you're not training your people, they'll soon be gone. You'll pay them whatever money you needed to pay them, and you'll get into that same loop where you'll get somebody else in there, and they're gonna be gone as well, unless they're exceptional. But you know, I rarely find people that are asking all the questions to say, hey, look, how do I get to the next level? How do I make enough sales? How do I make more than enough sales? How do I get promoted in my business? How do I get your job as a business owner? All of that. So the reason for it is, it's, you know, it's enough is enough. You need to actually train weekly. You need to know what people are up to. And in some cases, you got to do it daily. Daily. So I still think about the old days of training people on how to knock on a door and selling the product to somebody who never wanted to buy it. Commission only, on your prayer bones, door to door. Hard stuff, right? Very hard stuff. And you had to engage people quickly. And you also needed to keep their interest. So you had to ask a lot of questions. And you needed to uncover whether or not there was a need for it. So if you're a business and you're struggling with your current staff and you don't know how to train them, or you don't know how to keep them engaged with other customers that are coming in, and you know that money's going out the door because they're not selling enough product, you need training. You need to train your people, or you need to speak to them every day, and you need to find out, are they getting any better? Do they understand the product that you're trying to sell or the service that you're trying to provide? It is so vital. So, Jared Smith, aka the Attitude Coach, if you want to get a hold of me, contact me at Jared, J-E-R-R-O-D, at attitudecoach.com. Send me an email, or you can contact me on my mobile, 0417-332-720. If you're in Brisbane, I'm happy to come around and see you face-to-face, sit down, have a meeting, and see how we can best plan an attack to be able to train or coach your people so that they can recognize sales opportunities, recognize where business is losing out, and where you guys can make better business choices by having stronger salespeople in your business. So I hope there's been a little bit of something here in this message that has resonated with you business owners out there. Thank you for listening. Hope to hear from you soon. And if you want to change your results, you better give me a call.